This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved, our Habib, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is a very significant one, and that is prayer at its appointed time. Subhanallah, Salah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He made it an obligation upon the believers. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 103, Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Indeed, salah is decreed upon the believers, a decree on a specified timing. Salah is nur, is light, and it's an appointment with your maker, with your creator, five times a day. And the timings are specific. There is not a single minute before or after. The moment time of salah comes, we should be attentive about it. And we should be mindful that that's the time. There is no other duty. There is no other appointment. There is no other meeting. There is no other work except that work. Subhanallah, salah, my brothers and sisters, it is a sign of success for a believer. Therefore, we as Muslimin, as believers, must be convinced that salah is success for us. And salah, it gives serenity on us. Salah is the best deed in Islam. That is the reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was asked, what is the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, As-salatu ala waqtiha. Salah, prayer at its appointed time. So you and me as believers must schedule our day according to the timings of salah. We should not give timing of salah to any other one, for any other meeting, be it a doctor's appointment or a meeting, a business meeting, or any other engagement. All should be away from the appointed time for salah. That is what it means, guarding our salah. When we guard our salah, we are mindful from the time when Muadhin says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. From that time, we should be mindful. We should respond to the call of success. We should respond to the call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Muadhin, subhanallah. This is how the attitude of a believer is towards salah. My brothers and sisters, indeed, salah, it also prevents you from all kinds of evil and immorality. Salah is a protection. It's a light. When you perform salah, right from the first salah, that is Salatul Fajr, from that time until the end of salah, that is the Salatul Isha, you are in the protection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be mindful, O believers, with the timings of salah, and they are made in such a way that you are in constant touch with your creator. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are attentive towards salah, who are mindful about the timings of salah, who are always eager to be there on time for salah. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to protect and have mercy on the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.